Took me out of the pit. Good morning. God bless you. I would like to first say thank you for the privilege and opportunity to share the word with you guys this morning. Our Rechimri verse, if I may have the ushers come up, please. Pass these out. Keep one for myself. Is 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And we are. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The world didn't know Jesus Christ. So that word behold means to look. Look with your eyes. Take a look at what God has done. You know, I got acquainted with love when I was a young teenager. And you know that get gushy feeling you get, you know, when you're in love and you just can't wait to be with that person, right? Yeah. Y'all been there, right? Maybe you're there now. I don't know. But that you just get butterflies, you know, right? That love feeling when you're in love. And you know, you can confirm that love that the other person has for you when you share that first French kiss. This is not the love of God, okay? That's not the love of God. You know, Al, may I use you for a moment, please? Want to stand over here and hold that for me? We're going to, if you could, measure the love of God and how big it is, which you can't, because we heard that in manifestation today. If you could, that's 25 feet long. For you listeners on the CD, this is a 25-foot long tape measure. If you could measure the love of God and it was this long, what I'm going to share with you today is just a little bit. The smallest increment on this tape measure is 1/8 of an inch, and that is like very small. But to put it in perspective, thank you, Al. You can't measure the love of God. I saw that when I'm looking at this stuff. You can't measure the love of God. It's massive. But the little bit I'm going to share with you today is just a little smidgen of something that's immeasurable. We heard that in the manifestation this morning with Rachel. It's just fathomless. So if you want to turn into your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, please. And we're going to take a look at this verse a little closer. First John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. The world doesn't know us because it didn't know whom? Jesus Christ. So it's saying, in order to know the love of God, you got to know Jesus Christ. So to understand the love of God, you have to know Jesus Christ. That's what this verse is saying when you look at the back part of it. So who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? Well, he's the Son of God, right? We all know that. Jesus Christ was the Savior for the whole world. Okay? He died on the cross to save us from our sins, for the entire world. The world needed a Savior because of Adam's disobedience. He disobeyed God. You know, when God made Adam, he created Adam body, soul, spirit, right? And when Adam disobeyed, what happened? Lost the spirit, that connection with God. That's why we needed a Savior to regain that. That's what Jesus Christ brought back for us. That's why the world needed a Savior. Okay? So that's who Jesus Christ was. He bridges the gap between man, which no longer had spirit, the connection with God. He bridges the gap back to God. That's the whole purpose of Jesus Christ. Okay? So this helps us understand the love of God. Well, what kind of relationship did Jesus Christ have with God in the gospel? Think about that for a second. What kind of relationship did Jesus Christ have with God? And you think of God, think of God Almighty. Okay? That's what I'm thinking with, you know, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. What kind of relationship did Jesus Christ have with God Almighty? Huge. If we can go to one verse, I think it would sum it all up. Let's take a look at Mark chapter 14. So we're trying to figure out what this love of God is, okay? And how that relates to us. What does that mean to us? Mark chapter 14. And remember, this isn't the gushy, lovey-dovey love that we're talking about here. This is a little different. 14, verse 32. And this section deals with Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed. 14:32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. Verse 34. And said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, that the hour might pass from him. And verse 36, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not that I will, but that thou will. This is the first time in the Bible this word Abba is used, which makes it very, very unique. Never before has this word been used in the Bible up until now. As a matter of fact, it's only been used three times in the entire Bible, which makes it very unique. And I'll tell you why. The word Abba means, if we could translate this into an English word, it would mean like daddy. Like a little child calling his dad daddy is how this would communicate to us. I have a 6-year-old son. And every day he says to me, Daddy, let's play. Let's play. It just melts your heart. That's the relationship, you know, Gabe and I have. That's the relationship Jesus Christ had with God and still has. It's this Abba relationship, the daddy-son relationship. It's a very personable intimate term used here. And we have the same relationship that Jesus Christ had with God Almighty. Take a look at Romans chapter 8, please. We're going to look at verse 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption or sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We have the same relationship that Jesus Christ has. The same relationship that He had, we have. That's the same. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at Galatians, the last place it's used. There's only three. Galatians chapter 4. This term was never used in the Old Testament because it was too personal to be on that type of relationship with God. It would be like blasphemy to have to say that you have a relationship like that with God. It was just unheard of. Okay? People wouldn't think of it that way up until now. Galatians chapter 4, let's take a look at verse 6. And because we are sons, God has set forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That's the relationship we have now. When we're born again, we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. We now have we have this relationship, this close, intimate, personal relationship, which was never available before, even with Adam. He's our daddy. You know, ever go to God and you consider Him like your daddy? That type of personal relationship, something you can go to when you have something you need handled? I mean, we do that, but how Gabe would come to me when he would want something? He comes to me like his daddy. And his mentality is that of just wanting something done, or whatever it is. But that's the same relationship we have. We are sons of God in exactly the same way that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We have Christ within us, revealing the Father unto us. We have that Abba relationship. This is going to blow you away. The love that God has for Jesus Christ, it's the same love He has for us. It's the same love that God has for Jesus Christ. It's the same love God has for us. It's the same. Take a look at Galatians chapter 2. Flip back a page or two. Look at verse 20. It says, I am crucified, and it should read, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's how we live our lives today. Because we're sons of God right now. The moment you confess Romans 10, 9, and 10, right then and there, you're a son of God. That's how quickly it happens. That's how it does. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So one of the things that helps us understand this love of God is seeing the relationship that Jesus Christ has with God and how that relates to us. How do we fit in this whole picture of things? So when we understand the relationship that God has with Jesus Christ, how it's the love He has for, we can understand that, right? We have that same love that God has for Jesus Christ as He has for us. Take a look at Ephesians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And in verse 18, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, that's what I was saying earlier. God has now, Jesus Christ, to bridge the gap. There was no Spirit of God after Adam disobeyed. Now there is. Now we have that gift of the Holy Spirit. We have that connection back with God. That's what this is talking about. And also, what's this new creature? Says old things are passed away. It's talking about the old man, the way that you've been thinking all along up until the point you were born again, that old man, the old man nature. You know, the things that you know you shouldn't do, but you sometimes do. That's the old man part. That's the old way. We have a new way of doing things. We have a new nature. When we're born again, we have this new nature. And it's the love of God. It's something new. We have to change our thinking to this and get rid of the old man. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. This is all part of the love of God. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So to really understand this love of God, we got to quit thinking the old way and start thinking God's way. Two different ways of thinking. And I know you know these things. But to fully understand the unfathomable love of God and how you can't measure it, to understand God's love for us, we need to understand who Jesus Christ was, what He did, what He accomplished, how He now bridges the gap back to God, how we now have this gift of Holy Spirit, and that we now have the same love towards us that God had for Jesus Christ. We have that same relationship. We have that same Abba relationship God had with Jesus Christ. That's big. I wanted to read a paragraph out of this book, The Believer's Fellowship by Ken Petty, I thought would be appropriate at this time. He quotes John G. Lake in this section, and he says, "There is a union between Christ and the Christian that is so deep, so pure, so sweet, so real, that the very conditions of the human spirit are transmitted to His, and the conditions of Christ's spirit are transmitted to ours. It is because of the continuous inflow of the Spirit of Christ in our heart that we appreciate and realize His power and triumph. It lifts a man above his surroundings and causes him to triumph everywhere and anywhere. The Christian life is designed by God to be a life of splendid, holy triumph. Triumph is produced in us through the continuous inflow and abiding presence of the Spirit of the triumphant Christ. He brings into our nature this triumph that He enjoys. Indeed, the mature Christian, having entered into that consciousness of overcoming through the Spirit of Christ, is privileged to transmit that same overcoming power and spirit into other lives in and through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. That is why the Christian who is joined with the Christ lives, moves, and is being in the same life, in the same spirit that Christ is and has, and is therefore the reproduction of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the reproduction of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that same love. We have that gift of Holy Spirit. We have Christ in us. We've heard that before, right? Take a look at John chapter 17. This verse is huge. John 17. So we're looking at the love of God, what this really means. And I think for most people, they think, well, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and they don't get any further than that. You know, we're part of this family of God, and we have, you know, we're not just, okay, here's the believers, you know, here's Jesus Christ, and there's God Almighty way up there. You know, we're on that same relationship that God has with Jesus Christ. It says in Ephesians that we're seated in the heavenlies, right? So John chapter 17, verse 26. And I have declared unto them thy name. This is Jesus Christ speaking. And will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's the same love that God loved Jesus Christ with. It's in us. You know what that means? We now have the ability to love people with that same love that God loved Jesus Christ with. Not the old man way, okay? I'm talking about the new nature that we have. You can't take the old man and make him more loving. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. We have the gift of Christ in us, gift of Holy Spirit in us. That's what makes us to have the ability to have this love that's talking about. It's not the old man shined up. Okay? It's not the old man cleaned up and straightened up. It's not at all what it is. It's living that new nature that we have. Okay? And I'd like to close with saying, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Look around. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And we are. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Now we know Jesus Christ. We know the love that God had for Jesus Christ. We can now live in that love. We can accept and live that love that Jesus Christ had with God. The same relationship He had with God, we now have with our Heavenly Father too. We have that Abba relationship. That intimate, loving, caring relationship. Just like a little kid would have with their dad. It's the same. So that's what I'd like to share with you guys this morning. Thank you very much.